Broadcasting from an undisclosed location in southeast Arizona. Fighting to expose the truth and help set the country back on track. Join the fun. Log on to the Underground website at www.undergroundtalkshow.com. It's a tough job, but someone has to do it. And here he is, Big D.
Alrighty, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Indeed, welcome to another broadcast episode of the Conservative Underground. Yes, we are broadcasting from an undisclosed location in southeast Arizona. Listen, there's been a lot going on behind the scenes of this program, and that is one of the reasons why we were MIA last week. There's a very, very good possibility, of course, we are still working on the legalities of everything, that we will be joining forces with the Contra Radio Network and creating our own radio network. And so if that happens, it's going to change things slightly on this program. Not that it will not that it won't be hosted on Podbean anymore, that it might be migrating over to the Contra Radio Network. And of course, we'll give details as those details become available. And we would hope, as our listeners and followers, that you would continue to follow and listen to us on the Contra Radio Network. Now, that being said, we are also in the process of searching for advertisers, as well as we are searching for podcasters and content providers. So if you are a business owner and are looking to advertise, look, guys, we're gonna blow it out of the water with some of the lowest rates that are in the industry right now. Very, very affordable. And we're also going to offer podcast hosting at an extremely affordable rate. And the thing about it is, as the network grows, if this comes to fruition, as the network grows, we will be able to lock our founding providers in at the founding rates, and those rates will not go up. They will not increase. As the rates increase for the content, as the network grows and the rates increase, the founding providers will remain at the same low price. And so we're going to be offering the ability to bring your program, and it doesn't have to be a political program. You know, we're looking for content providers that, you know, are into health and wellness. We're looking for, you know, gardening. We're looking for, you know, the home renovation. We're looking for all of that stuff. We are though, because we own the network, we are going to be a conservative based network, and therefore the political podcasts and programs will have to be, you know, of a conservative nature, if you will. But more on that to come. More on that to come. We will be giving you updates on that as those days draw nearer. But again, it looks like the Conservative Underground will now, as you know, we're already kind of joined with Contra Radio Network. The goal is just to expand the network and create our own radio network together as a team. So the Conservative Underground will continue to exist, and it will continue to move forward. Only it will no longer move forward on this platform. It will move forward on the Contra Radio Network radio platform. So more on that as we draw near. Make sure you stay tuned for that. So getting into the program, this past week was we had 9/11 pass by, 18 years marking the anniversary of 9/11. And I am not one of the conspiracy theorists that go with the idea that the World Trade Center was an inside job. And I'm going to tell you why as the program unfolds. So I know there are quite a few conspiracy theorists out there. There are those that say that, well, there were no airplanes. Well, we know there were airplanes because we saw them hit. There are those that will say that they were not United Airlines or commercial airlines. They were military aircraft that were remote-controlled aircraft that were flown into the World Trade Center. And there are those that say the buildings were imploded. And the reasoning they give for that is that jet fuel does not burn hot enough to melt steel. And that World Trade Number 7 wasn't even hit by a plane and it still collapsed. Well, okay, so let's delve into this and let's start dissecting it. So, first of all, to those that say they were remote controlled airplanes. Well, okay, let's start at the beginning. Those that say that there were no airplanes, that the buildings were imploded. Well, we know there were airplanes because we saw the airplanes. It's very clear that you can see the airplanes on camera, both on network camera and all of the other footage. Just go on YouTube. It's all over YouTube. And you can see people that filmed the videos and you can see the planes clearly flying into the World Trade Center. So, bonk, that one is already debunked. Number two, the planes that were used were not commercial airlines. They were darked out, gray, or black, and they were military drones. Well, there's a problem with that, because every aircraft that enters airspace has a flight log. And every aircraft that enters airspace also has a passenger manifest. And every aircraft that enters into the airspace also has a flight number. Okay? So, what do you say, those of you that say that they were military aircraft, remote-controlled aircraft, how do you explain to the families? How do you explain to the families of those that were on those planes? Are you saying that those hundreds of people are all in on it? All the people that were supposedly on the airplanes, all the flight logs were made up. They're fake flight logs. The flight numbers were fake. The idents that they were squawking, because aircraft squawk an ident, it's identify friend or foe, so that you know whether it's an aircraft that has. If it doesn't squawk an ident, then it's a suspicious target. So each plane has an ident. So you're saying those idents that were picked up on radar were faked? They weren't really there. The radar signatures that painted those aircraft were not real. The captains and all of the employees of United Airlines that are now deceased, they didn't exist. Is that what you're saying? To those of you who are saying that they were remote controlled aircraft and that they weren't really commercial airlines, you're saying that whole thing was made up. You're saying that all of the families, the surviving family members from the individuals that were on those airplanes, you're saying that they're all lying. They're all in on it with the Bush family, right? Because you see, when you, it's easy to sit there and say, well, there were remote controlled airplanes, but it's a lot harder to try to cover up the manifests and the flight logs and all of that and make all that stuff up. All those hundreds of names that were on those airplanes, they were all made up names. They were not real people. How do you dare explain that to the surviving family members? So that one's an easy one to debunk. So we're going to call that one is also debunked. Now, let's move on to the world, the buildings collapsing. And the conspiracy theorists that say that the jet fuel doesn't burn at the temperature required to melt the I-beams, the steel I-beams. Okay, first of all, nobody said the I-beams melted. You didn't have to heat them up to a melting temperature. All you had to do was heated up to a malleable temperature. Now, anybody that understands anything about forging knows that you can heat up steel hot enough to become malleable using charcoal. I mean, really, it doesn't need to be 1,000 degrees Celsius or Fahrenheit fire. You can stick a piece of metal, a piece of steel, into a barbecue pit with charcoal, and over time, you know, it will become malleable enough to where you can bend and shape that steel. And that's all that needed to take place. Nobody said that the I-beam, the support structures in the World Trade Center, melted. Oh, well, what about the fire retardant? Well, the fire retardant that was built, if you go back, and you can research this because I have, and the information is all out there and it's available. The fire retardant that was used was actually inspected many years later, and there was images. In fact, there are images out there of the fire retardant that was used in the floors and the trusses in the floors that were faulty. It wasn't up to code, and so even some of the architects that were interviewed questioned the fact of how they got past the inspection with that kind of application. Now, it may be that back then, you know, when these buildings were erected, that code might have been a little less stringent than it is today. But the point that I'm getting at is, even with fire retardant, there were places where it was missing. And not only that, but when you have an airplane crash through the side of the building at an impact, at the impact rate that it happened, a lot of that fire retardant was removed. Because remember, a lot of it was asbestos, and with the impact, the asbestos let go of the steel. So you had bare steel structures there. And all that had to happen was that fire had to heat that steel enough to where it became malleable and then could no longer support the weight from the structure above it, and then it began to collapse and buckle on itself. And once the weight began to buckle on the malleable, the softened steel structures, then it was just a matter of it just dropping and completely dropping down, and it wasn't going to stop. There's a point where it reaches terminal velocity and you're not going to stop it. So there goes that theory. Now, I want to talk a little bit about implosions. Have you ever seen anybody out there who has watched or seen a building implosion will know and will understand that it's not possible. It would not have been possible to implode the World Trade Center in the manner that they claim that it was imploded. Because in order to implode a building, there's a lot of things that have to take place. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about imploding buildings and continue this talk about 9/11 right after this. Don't go away.
This is Contra Radio Network, internet radio for the discerning prepper and patriot.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Attention podcasters, do you want to be heard? Come on board the Contra Radio Network. That's right, we're launching our own network and we want you to come on board. Bring your podcast and get your voice heard right here on the Contra Radio Network. Details coming soon.
Did you know you can find us on iTunes and Google Play too? Or download the free Podbean app by logging on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com and clicking the green Podbean app button on the bottom of your screen.
Alrighty, welcome back. We're going to continue talking about 9/11 since we just had the anniversary, the 18-year anniversary of 9/11, just this past week. And so we talked about the planes, and I want to talk about imploding a building. Now, if you know anything about imploding a building, then you know that in order to do so, first, everything in the building has to be stripped. And the reason they do that is to help eliminate weight as well as breaking glass, things like that. I would suppose that if you were a government agent like George Bush and Dick Cheney and wouldn't care about the glass and all that popping out, then you would skip that step. So I'll give you that step. Let's say that part of it was skipped. Well, then the next step to imploding a building is to remove key support structures throughout the whole building. You don't implode a building and you do not implode a building unless you remove key support structures. It's that simple. Okay, so they would have had to have been in there. And this isn't something that they would have been doing, they would have done the night before. So it's not like on September 10th that they went in there and they stripped all these support structures. This would have had to have taken, especially in a building that size, probably at least 6 months to a year, if not longer, to remove key support supports in the building, okay? And so you're telling me that they were doing this without anybody hearing? Well, I suppose they could have done it under the premise of darkness, but wouldn't you imagine they still had janitorial crews and stuff inside the World Trade Center at night? Wouldn't you imagine that there were probably office workers there burning the midnight oil, getting things done sometimes late at night? But okay, let's give them that one too. Let's say that they were able to, without anybody knowing. Now remember, when you take something out of a, when you remove something from a building, you have to tow it off. You have to haul it off. I don't recall anybody reporting any dump trucks or any construction equipment or anything of the such removing all this debris that they're, these support structures that they're destroying and putting them into these trucks and hauling them away. I really don't recall any of that happening. But okay, let's just say for the scope of this program that I'll give you that one too. I'll go ahead and I'll give you the fact that they were able to do it under the guise of nighttime, or that they didn't do it at all. Let's do that, because it would have been more realistic if they didn't do it at all, because nobody saw them removing any of this stuff. So they would have had to have not been able to do that. So, but let's go ahead and let's say that they had an EOD team go in there and they put bombs in the building, because after all, there were reports of people saying they heard an explosion. They heard a huge explosion. Well, those reports, if you go back and you listen to the 9/11 calls, which I have, and I'm going to, in fact, hold on, let's bring in this soundbite right quick.
Police operator 1886, what is your emergency?
Yeah, hi. I'm on the 106th floor of the World Trade Center. We just had an explosion on the 105th floor.
The 106th floor?
Yes.
Okay, stop tape right there. So here's a guy on the 106th floor of the World Trade Center. He's calling 911 because he's just heard an explosion. Okay? That explosion that he heard was the aircraft hitting the building. It was not the explosion, the detonation explosion. People are saying they heard the explosions. What they were hearing was the planes hitting the building. Back up and listen to that again.
Police operator 1886, what is your emergency?
Yeah, hi. I'm on the 106th floor of the World Trade Center. We just had an explosion on the 105th floor.
Okay, that's good enough right there. So this was the plane hitting the building. That was the explosion that was heard. People are reporting they heard explosions. Well, yeah, they heard explosions. They heard the planes exploding when they hit the buildings. Now, hold on, because this is before they really knew that what was going on, and this lady is going to transfer him to fire here in just a second. So I want you to listen to what he tells fire right now. This is a 911 call. Notice how long it's taken for them to answer.
Fire department 408, where's the fire?
Yeah, hi. I'm on the 106th floor of the World Trade Center. We just had an explosion up here.
Okay, 106th floor. What building are you in, sir? One or two?
One World Trade.
All right.
One?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's smoke, and we got about 100 people up here.
Sit tight. Do not leave, okay? There's a fire or an explosion or something in the building. All right, I want you to stay where you are.
Yes.
All right, what's your phone number there?
We're on the 106th floor.
Yeah, what's your phone number? All right, we're there. We're coming up to get you.
I see the smoke coming up from outside the windows down.
All right, we're on the way.
Huh?
We're on the way, sir.
So this was an initial 911 call, 911 call. And it was a call that was made by an individual that heard an explosion in the building. This was when the plane was hitting the building. Now, there are other reports of individuals out there saying that they heard a very large explosion, and then the building started to come down. Well, I hate to tell you this, but one bomb is not going to implode the entire World Trade Center. I'm going to play a sound clip for you right now. And the sound clip you're gonna hear is the bombs being detonated in an actual building implosion.
Wow.
Now, did you hear how many different explosions there were? It wasn't one explosion. It was several repeated explosions. And that goes back to my point about imploding a building. The another element that's needed is you need to go in and you need to precisely place these explosive devices. They can't just be randomly thrown into a building somewhere. They have to be precisely placed where these key support structures have been removed in order to implode the building. And so how do you suppose they do that? They have to hammer drill into the concrete structure or drill into the support beam or whatever it is. They have to actually put this bomb inside of. Okay, you don't just strap a bomb to the outside of a wall and blow it up. It's not how it works. Now, how do you hammer drill? How do you drill into a concrete structure? Use a hammer drill. A hammer drill is a very loud sounding drill. It's not like a normal drill. It can be heard. And if you're drilling with a large enough hammer that is needed in order to put these explosive devices into these support columns, you can hear it echoing throughout. You could hear it echoing throughout the whole floor of the building. Again, nobody heard any of that. But let's, for the sake of the program, let's say that they were able to do that under the guide of night. Nobody heard this. Nobody. And if it would have been an implosion, I guarantee you that everybody would have heard it. Even with all the chaos and the commotion, all the camera footage from the different camera angles, there is not one piece of footage that has any kind of an explosion of that magnitude that it takes to implode a building. And you're welcome to, if you have it, you're welcome to email it to me at undergroundtalkshow@gmail.com. I'd love to hear it, and I'll broadcast it. I'll put it on the program. But I have looked and looked and looked, and I have yet to find one piece of footage. In fact, I have even reviewed all of the footage that I can find out there. And you'll see the camera footage there, and then you'll see the building start to implode, and there's no explosion sound. Some people say they heard an explosion, but if you look at it on the video, I don't hear any explosions at all. I just see the building dropping. Now, that brings me to another point. When the 9/11 building, when the World Trade Center buildings dropped, they went top down. In every case of a building implosion, it's bottom up. It starts at the bottom and it works its way up. You don't see them imploding buildings from the top down. That's the other problem that I have with this. So I don't care. You're never going to convince me unless you show me the footage that actually shows and I can actually hear the bombs, many bombs that it would take to implode a building the size of the World Trade Center, not just one or two little explosion sounds here or there that could have been, I don't know, could have been anything inside the building. But I guarantee you it was not an implosion bomb, a detonation device to implode it. Okay, World Trade 7. So World Trade 7 went down the same way that the other two buildings went down. It was not hit by an airplane. It was hit by debris and flames from the other two buildings collapsing. And those flames spread into World Trade 7. And they burned and they burned and they burned and they burned all day long. And they burned long enough to where they could weaken the support structures. And again, the building collapsed. It imploded on itself because the support structures became heated to the point where they were malleable. They did not have to be melted. You don't have to melt steel to make it malleable. And that's my whole point. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with more right after this.
Black Metal Firearms are a couple guys I know personally and friends of mine that put together some great accessories for all your firearms needs. Everything that I've seen them do is just top-notch and very nice looking. BlackMetalFirearms.com. Check them out. I think you'll be glad you did. Go to Facebook, Black Metal Firearms. They got a great page there too. Learn more about the workmanship and the craftsmanship they put into every accessory and every build they do.
Hi, this is John Jeffers inviting you to listen to my show, The Jeffers Brief. You know, on The Jeffers Brief, we discuss topics of interest and concerns for preppers and patriots. You can only find us on the Contra Radio Network on podbean.com or KYAH 540 AM, Utah's Talk Authority. Hope you join me, and we'll talk to you then.
Hey folks, guess what the number one phrase that Life Change Tea receives by email? You ready? We love this tea! We love this tea! Time after time, week after week, we love this tea! Life Change Tea gives you more energy, a beautiful cleansing, and fulfills its slogan perfectly. The tea that makes you go. So if you want to be on your health game, log on to getthetea.com and order Life Change Super Strength Tea. Packages come in a 1 month supply, and when you brew this stuff, wait until you see the results. Aren't we all about the results? And with a lot of people's health struggling, we can use a little bit of help. Doctors will tell you, disease starts in the gut. So, log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Be our next email saying, I love this tea. I mean, I love this tea. Get the tea at getthetea.com. Helping America one tea bag at a time.
Alrighty, welcome back. And my feeling on the World Trade Center and the whole implosion thing and all that was that it just was not possible. It's very clear that the terrorists attacked us on that day, and there's no other way around it. I don't care how you look at it. You know, everybody says, well, George Bush and Dick Cheney did it so that they would have a reason to go into Iraq. Well, actually, we didn't go into Iraq based on 9/11. I know that's shocking, isn't it? We went into Iraq based on the fact that Saddam Hussein gave the United States, based on intelligence that was received from the Clinton administration, credible, quote, unquote, intelligence, that he had weapons of mass destruction and he was going to use them on us. And he gave the United States and the whole world every reason in the world to believe that. He refused to allow UNSCOM inspectors in. And he was letting his mouth overload his rear end, which is typical for these dictators to do. And that, my friends, is why we went into Iraq. It had nothing to do with 9/11 and the World Trade Center or anything like that. So bottom line is it actually happened. They attacked us, and we have simply forgotten. How quickly do we forget? Listen, I want to turn tables a little bit. Because we're going to be getting out of here before too much longer. And so I want to turn tables a little bit. I want to talk about the clown show that happened last week as well. Boy, what a mess that was. Hey, at least they all got on the stage at one time. They were able to get all 10 on the stage at the same time because the field is narrowing down. And, of course, you heard stuff like this.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Thank you. It's great to be back at TSU. So I plan on spending tonight talking with you about my plans to address the problems that keep you up at night. But first, I have a few words for Donald Trump, who we all know is watching.
Well, stop tape. That's enough. And Kamala, you're wrong, because the president was not watching your debate. He was at the Congressional Institute having a speech. But, you know, I watched you, Kamala. I watched you and your racism. You're about the most racist individual that I've ever laid eyes on. Every time you get in front of a microphone, you start talking about race. You tried to run the race card with Joe Biden. And every time you talk to somebody, it's a race issue. You are the most racist individual I have ever seen. And not only that, but you are also the rudest individual that I've ever heard, because when you were asked repeatedly, time's up, you had to continue on and on and on. And you know what? You are rude and a racist. And there's no way you're going to be president of this country, at least not running against Donald Trump. And your own media your own people already have picked their running mate. At least they're pushing Elizabeth Warren right now, a lot more than they're pushing you. So you, I think, are pretty much going to be washed up with your anger. You've got anger issues and you've got a racist issue and you're just so rude and obnoxious. There's no way you're going to be president, lady. But you know what I'd like to see, just for the fun of it? I'd like to see you debate Donald Trump, because then, little lady, you'd be put in your place. I couldn't take it, but so long, and then I had to turn it off because all it was Bernie Sanders. I think he was on crack again, his hands flying around in the air. And, you know, Mr. Yang had his lapel on the wrong side, his American flag lapel. At least he was wearing one, but it was on the wrong side of his jacket. So he didn't even know how to put that on. You know, the whole bunch of them are just a bunch of freaking clowns, and not one of them are worthy to be president of this country that we live in. But remember, some people did some stuff. And now, in other news, Nadler has pushed forward, and the House has approved a vote on rules for impeachment. Oh, boy, does that have the core base in a tizzy. I remember not too long ago, Representative Green from Texas tried to push a vote for impeachment on the floor. They didn't even have 100 votes. Okay? This is not a vote to impeach. This is not to impeach. This is not for impeachment. I want you to put in your pretty little minds right now, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to picture yourself as being, I know this is going to be tough to do, but I want you to picture yourself as being a liberal Democrat that has, for the last 2.5 years, every day, day after day after day, been told that they're going to impeach Donald Trump because he's a criminal, because he conspired with the Russians, he colluded with the Russians, and that, you know, he obstructed justice, and you know, all this other stuff. And we're going to impeach him, and he's going to go to jail, and we're going to end up getting a different president, and Donald Trump's done. And every day you're promised this. Every single day when you go and you turn on the news, that's what you're promised. And to this day, it still has yet to happen. Mueller couldn't do it. Nobody has been able to do it. And your heart is shattered. You are beside yourself. And so the whole impeachment thing is dead, and you have no hope. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the House votes in favor of rules of impeachment. Well, that brings hope to you again. You all of a sudden, oh my goodness, are so excited because now you have something to live for again. But just remember, there is no impeachment. They voted for rules of impeachment. They did not vote to impeach him. Get it right. Nancy Pelosi is, I don't know, man. That lady's out in left wing, as is all of them. They're living on a hope and a prayer that somehow, some way, they are going to be able to get Donald Trump, and he's going to be done. And let me tell you something. Donald Trump is going to be president again. He's going to get reelected in 2020, and you snowflakes are just going to have to bite it and deal with it. Oh, yeah. And on Nancy Pelosi, she is going to run again at 80 years old. She's going to run again. Are you kidding me? I don't think our founding fathers envisioned this when they were drafting when they were formulating the country and drafting the Constitution. And I just don't think they envisioned that somebody 80 years old would seek re-election. And now she's on track to become the oldest Speaker of the House to date on record. I don't know. When are you going to give up? In other news, this is a breaking story as we're doing this podcast today. Saudi shuts down half of its oil output after drone strikes. Iran-backed rebels are who's claiming the attacks. This is a developing story. We are going to have to watch this one and see what happens with that. Bibi isn't a political fight for his life. And Tropical Storm Humberto lashes out at the Bahamas and is seen becoming a hurricane again. Another hurricane after Dorian. But another doom and gloom story. But looks like right now the tracks have it staying out to the sea. It's gonna cut to the north before it hits land. But guess what, folks? We're in hurricane season. What happens in hurricane seasons? We have hurricanes. So this isn't anything new. It's just another cockamamie story that the media can push to create turmoil and trauma. And so I don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens with the story about Saudi. This is happening right now. It's unfolding as the program is coming into its end. And so we're just going to have to watch and keep an eye out on it and see what happens. Listen, I am going to get out of here. I've got other things to work on and I've got other things to do. I will be back again next week with another update on the Contra Radio Network, as to where we stand. And, I look for this to take place pretty quickly once it starts to go, but we're still in negotiations, so nothing is etched in stone and it's not all over until the fat lady sings. But listen, I'm going to check out of here, and until next time, I want to thank you for tuning in. Remember, check out ContraRadioNetwork.com. There's a lot of video podcasts up over there as well, and we're soon going to be launching the Contra Radio Network radio broadcast as well. So stick around for that. Until next time, thank you for tuning in, and stay safe and stay blessed out there, and we'll catch you next time.
This has been the Conservative Underground, broadcasting from the secure bunker deep in the high desert of Southeast Arizona. Join us next time as we continue the fight to set the country back on track. Don't forget to log on to the website at www.undergroundtalkshow.com.